הקבלות ללכות הסיכס, חילוק י' פשס וסחנון, סיכה בייס. אז שתי מצווה סיכריס מבוארס פשסנו. Two main central mitzvahs that are in our parasha. Mitzvahs Krishma, mitzvahs Talvoteira. So now the Rebbe says that there's a connection between them. They're very connected. He brings it out in three different ways. V'af sh'shneim nechtovim v'pasik echad. Look, it says, look in Sefer HaMitzvos in the Rambam, he learns out the chiv of Krishma from what it says, V'dibarta bom b'shivtcha v'isacha, v'achtcha v'adarech. And the chiv of Talmud Torah is from the same pasuk, v'shinant al-vanacha. V'shinant al-vanacha is the beginning of that pasuk. V'shinant al-vanacha v'dibarta bom. So we learn out the chiv from the same pasuk, the chiv of Sayyaf Krishma and Sayyaf Talmud Torah. That's number one. Number two, p'sak dino de b'kish m'shach esar z'makai mitzis v'gis b'yim v'layla. So what do we see from here? That Krishma has the power to patter a person from Talmud Torah. Because obviously there's a connection between them. Krishma itself has a gather of Talmud Torah. A person reads Krishma twice a day. It was Yetzah that Vagisa Bayim Valayla. Le'idach Gisa, the other way around, the Talmud Torah Shinuki Krishma. It says in the Gemara in the Yishalm, it says, Apshim Baychoi wouldn't be mafsik for Krishma when he was learning. The Gemara asks, L'cheira, Alimad Amanas Shalem Nas Lasis, it's a terrible thing for a person who learns Torah and he doesn't know Mekayim what it says in the Torah. So how could it be that Pshim Baichoy wasn't Mafsik for Krishma? So it says over there that Zeshinu v'Zeshinun. It says, in Chanam, for other mitzvahs, he would stop. The whole gedder, the way at least the Rebbe is learning, the whole gedder of Krishma is vital to the Einyan of Talmud Torah. Krishma itself is a gedder of Talmud Torah. According to that, whatever that means, according to that Pshat in Yerushalmi, that Krishma itself is a gedder of Talmud Torah. Now, this is Le'idach Gisa of what we said before. First we said that Krishma has the power to patter a person for mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And Le'idach Gisa, we find the other way around also. The Talmud Torah has the power to patter someone for Krishma. Because the whole gather of Krishma is Talmud Torah. So therefore, like Abshim Meichon, when he was learning the whole time, didn't have to stop for Krishma because the Talmud Torah itself, through that itself, he was, so to speak, Mekayim Krishma. So we see over here, in three inyanim, a very big connection between the two mitzvahs. It's one pasuk, Krishma can patter someone from Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah, so to speak, can patter someone from Krishma. According to one svara, at least. They both have the same gather of Shina. Why is it negiyat the madgish over here that they have a connection? The ikir is what the Rebbe is going to say now, that there's a chiluk, makom a chiluk god of the name. The Rebbe is going to bring out the chiluk between Krishma and Talmud Torah, and that's what the next wild, good, nice part of the sikha is going to go on explaining that chiluk. Later, on the end of his dalad, the Rebbe is going to get back to the fact that there's actually a connect, how we have to, even though the mechulakim of Chassidus, this connection is very highlighted also. In other words, there's a different Aved of Krishma, a different Aved of Talmud Torah, but Krishma needs the power of the Aved of Talmud Torah. We'll see later in the Sikh. That's where the Rebbe starts off, at the Taka connected to each other. Okay. Let's see the Aris. Aris 2 is going on what it says over here, that there's a Psakti. The Psakti is that Krishma, through learning Krishma and Shachis and Arvis, a person is Mekayim, it's just Vagisa Beyim Valaylam. The Rebbe says, "If Yeshloimar benegia, the benegia lakim mitzvah v'gisa, die lekulam pasuk echad, afilu rakinin echad, the Krishma. K'meisha die bepeirik shir echad shachris chul." Says that benegia to Krishma, there's a machlekes. How much of Krishma does a person have to read to be yetsa Krishma? Some people say pasuk echad is enough. Others say you have to read the whole parsha. Shein, others say you have to read two parshas. Akupanim. Ech Shiyya, the Rebbe says, that's all negiyah to Krishma. When it comes to negiyah to the being using Krishma to be yetsa the mitzvah of Agisa Be'im V'layla, everyone's going to be masking that it's enough to do a pasuk echad of Krishma. Because it's not the pshat that there's something special about Krishma, the gather of mitzvahs Krishma that patters Talmud Torah. It's because Krishma is also Talmud Torah. And just like you could be yetsu with a perek echad shachis, perek echad arvis, so Krishma has the gather of perek echad. The Rebbe is learning over here that perek echad doesn't mean dafke perek, it means shir echad. It means a inyan, a teira, it doesn't mean a perek, like what we call a perek in the teira, what nowadays called prakin. Perek means a inyan, you said one inyan, and you could be even a half a pasuk if you said an inyan. As long as you said something that's a balas teichen, an inyan which has something shalom to it, that's already a perek echad shachis, perek echad arvis. The same thing would be when I get to Krishma. that as long as you study a pasuk or even less than a pasuk, if it has an inyan to it, some teichin to it, some complete teichin to it, then you would be yetsu the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through that. Okay, I want to be meir before we go on. L'kutzichas chelakei in the Sicha Bereishis Gimel. There, it's actually very interesting. The Rebbe says Beifin Acher. The Rebbe says in the Pnim over there that even through pasuk echad you yetsa. If you say pasuk echad, he says over there, he's not talking about kishin. He says if bechlal, if you learn perik echad shachas perik echad avin yetsa Talmud Torah, even pasuk echad shachas pasuk echad davis. And the Rebbe says in the order, what's the raya for that? Because yes, that we know that to be yetsa the inyan of Talmud Torah. Enough to do Krishma. And according to many days, Krishma is only the first pasuk of Krishma. Is the charaye, the perek achachas, perek achadarvis, means one pasuk alone. There the Rebbe goes, there the Rebbe, it's not clear, so to speak, to the Rebbe that perek achachas, perek achadarvis is one pasuk. Maybe it needs more than a pasuk. Maybe it's a full perek or a full parasha b'teira, a full perek mishnayis. However, you're going to learn how to mechalak it, but maybe it's more than a pasuk. Says the Rabbi, raif, and the fact that it could be yitzin Krishma, Krishma guf is one pasuk, the charaif, the perikach hashachos, perikach davis doesn't mean mamash hapik. But over here, the Rabbi's kind of going by for nach, eh? The Rabbi's taking on, wants to, that holy chacha would only work according to those days that hold that Krishma's taka one pasuk. Here's the Rabbi saying, pukfak it. The Rabbi takes on with a pshitis, that perikach hashachos, perikach davis doesn't mean a perik, it means a pasuk, or inyin. And the Mela Eba says, even those days that hold by Krishma, that Krishma you have to learn, you need more than one pasuk, they'll be masking that to be Yetzit Hamateira through Krishma, you can be Yetzit through one pasuk. Here he's taking on with a pshitis that Perik Achachas, Perik Achadavis is not Perik Pshut, it's a pasuk also. So what's Taka Derai? See the, in Cheluke, so to speak, the Rabbi need a Rai for that Gufa. Over here, that's the pshitis. The pshitis is that the Perik Achachas, Perik Achadavis is not. It's not a full Perek or a full Parsha B'teira. It's just a Pasuk or even an Inyan. So what's the Raya for that Gufa? The MSC is that if you look at the Mekedis, many Mekedis, it's ganz klar that it's a Pasuk is enough, even less than a Pasuk is enough. Mashal Simuk Kufnan Hei, Nerechayim Simuk Kufnan Hei, the Alter Rebbe's Lashon is that if a person in Tzarech Lasses Dov Anochas Miyad Achar HaTfila, so if a person has, even though he's supposed to have a Kviz, but if, let's say you need to do something right after davening, and you want to be Mashlum your Kviz a different time, so he says that Alpha Bikain is Tev Shiyilme da Fila Halacha Achas a Pasuk Echad Miyad Achar HaTfila. It's at least you should be learning Halacha Achas a Pasuk Echad. Mashmos is, maybe there's room to argue with David to get to the Pshat, but Mashmos is that no, that's in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Agizu Be'im V'Laylo, you have to learn that Loshen is Pasuk Echad. See, the Chlor that the Rebbe took on with the Pshitis, the Pasuk Echad is enough. And it's interesting that over there, there's the Tziyunim on the side. Is Mitzayin over there where he says I'm a Perik Shana Chacham Mishnah Gimel. Perik Shana Chacham, that's Perik Vav of Avis of Perik Avis. What does it say over there in Mishnah Gimel? It says over there it's a famous Mishnah. It says Alei Medav Chaviri Perik Echad the Aloch Achas the Pasuk Echad the Dibur Echad the Filo Eisachas. So Klina Bekavi. What do you see? What's he trying to bring from there? You see from there that as a gather of Limud Ateira, even if you learn Eisachas, if it has something to it, if you learn something, even anything that has some Shleimus to it. As a gather of limud ha'teira, so meila that's his makikir. That who says if im yove baldim v'yiten that maybe in order to mekayim mitzvah v'agiz be'im v'layla you take after learn psah parsha shleima b'teira or a perek echad mishnayis. No, you see from that mishnah that the gather of limud ha'teira is even the smallest thing is also limud ha'teira. I found also the emes is inshallah emesach techulin. It's even more mefurish that v'agiz be'im v'layla is enough even the smallest amount. Very mefurish over there. He says there. Brings over there from Shem Babikus Avram, Shehid Aviv B'Shem Mari Kalin Rabizal, Kshoyla Asakim Habe Makilis, Mari Kalin would have a different Asakim in Yanam of Tzarchi Tzibor, Veloya Sipik Biyadil Lilmed, Isoya Pisech Sefer Achad Bayeim, Vekeir Ashura, Ishtay Shuras Veloya Yisef, Vechem Balayla. Would read a line or two lines, not more. Same thing by night, Kedei Lekayim Vagisabayim Balayla. Echad Amar Bevechad Amamit, you see very clear that if you read one line, it doesn't even say a pasuk, it says a line, two lines. In order to mekayim mitzvah gisa v'yem v'laylo, is even the smallest amount is enough, as long as it's somewhat something, some union of limud ha'teira. And it's all be made also more that, it's a sense that a lot of places in Achreinim, they quote the Lashon Chazal Perkechot Shachas Perkechot Arvis, they quote a Pasuk Echot Shachas Perkechot Arvis. Moshel in the Lecha Mishneh, Nuchos Tamateira, of the Rambam in the Perek Aleph, you could look over there. He quotes a Lashon Pasuk Echot Shachas Perkechot Arvis. I'm not sure if it's because they had a different gear. So the Gemara, I looked in the Digduke Seferim, Lista Menachis, didn't look in all the places where it's bought, but in Menachis it doesn't bring a different gear. So I'm not sure if there was a different gear. So, or because Misvara was so Pashat, that there's no chiluk between perek echad and pasuk echad le'inyin zeh v'gisa be'im v'layla, that it was like as if became a lashon hashogeg pasuk echad shachas pasuk echad arvis. So davar hapasha that's pasuk echad is enough. So al kuponim emeila, that's what says the pshat over here, that the Rebbe took on with a pshitis over here, that sadinyin of perek echad shachas perek echad arvis is for sure enough one pasuk, or even a inyin echad, a shir echad, that's for sure enough. Emeila, he yoyis that the whole reason why you could be yoyitza Talmudera through Krishma is because it also has a gather of Perek Echad Shachas Perek Echad Arvis. Mainly even those that learn that Krishma, Mitzvah's Krishma, has to be more than one Pasuk, L'inyin being Yetzah Talmudera through Krishma, they'll be masking that it's enough for one Pasuk. Yeah. Well, just the Shleimus Inyin will be made that they also Dar Sameach, Nuchos Talmudera actually has Punkfakert, says if it did that for Krishma, even those that hold that you yetsa Krishma from Pasuk, you need to be yetsa Tamutera through Krishma, they hold you have to read, you have to learn the whole Perek. But what he says over there, Sarachin God, what his Svar is, I'm not going to get into that, it's not some Negea to understand the Samir Svar, we'll learn the Sicha now, just being made, Lashleim Asainian, that he actually says, Svar HaFch is to what it says over here. Okay. I'll call upon him, there's, let's see, our other three also. The Rebbe brought in the Pnim, that Talmud Teira is Shinam ki Krishma. Like I said before, that the Shin Baichoi was a mafsik for Krishma. The Yishalmi asks, how you tachin? Chudu, you have to be lamed on Manas Lakayim. Not allowed to be lamed and not be Makayim what you learn. So the Gemara says that, in a chanaf of other mitzvahs, maybe it would be mafsik, but Talmud Teira, is that Shinam, is that Shinam? They're both Indian of Shinam. So the way the Rabbi learned, Kanira, is that it's a Krishma is like a sniff from Talmud Teira. In other words, Teira wanted that we should mekayim Talmud Teira through saying Krishma. So someone who learns the whole time doesn't need to say Krishma. The Rebbe says over here, Yishalmi, he's mitzayin to the Yishalmi. He says, L'shem b'farshim shem pirushim b'efenachet. I'm going to go into all the different pirushim, but at least the L'mosh on the Pnei Meisha, which that's a pirush also that's brought in the Tamid Rabbeinu and Brachas and other places. It's very clear that they learn that Shinun means that it's a mitzvah shebedibur. In other words, they say, Zeshinim v'zeshinim. If it would be a mitzvah shabbat ma'isa, a mitzvah shabbat ma'isa is taka more choshev than a mitzvah shabbat dibur. So you'd have to be mafsik to Talmud Teira, which is a mitzvah shabbat dibur, for a mitzvah shabbat ma'isa. Sheikhi Krishma, which is also only shinun, is also only a mitzvah shabbat dibur. And meila, you're not mechliv to be mafsik a mitzvah shabbat dibur, Talmud Teira, for another mitzvah shabbat dibur, Krishma. Which lahoir, that in Sefer HaMorim Tafesh Lamed Vav, the Rabbi Maharaj brings over there what it says in Chassidus, that there's a meila mitzvah ma'isis dafke. Makes a big deal of tachteinim, etc. And he actually brings this union of zeshin of zeshin. That was he's going to feed the pirush of the Pnei Meisha. And he says, you see from there that there's a maila pidin. You see also nigla. There's a maila on a mitzvah ma'isis dafke. But had it been a mitzvah shav ma'isis, would have to be mafsik. Hashem kein for a mitzvah shabedibur. It doesn't have to be mafsik tamater. You see that mitzvah ma'isis is more chashu than a mitzvah shabedibur. Akapana, the Rebbe is learning over here differently. The Rebbe is learning over here like the pashtas halosh, zeshin of zeshin, that they both pashtas have the same gather. They're both considered. And you know, the whole mitzvah of Krishma is gufa, and you know, Talmud Teira, it's invited to learn Teira. God, there would also be an afkeminaga between the two pirushim. What about tefillah, if you have to mask for tefillah? Somebody saying, Taka, bring this Yerushalmi, Zashin of Zashin, like Abba Tefillah also. Because they were learning that the word of Zashin of Zashin, like the Tvei Mesha, like the Pirusha Ben Yena, that the union of Zashin of Zashin is that they're both mitzvah Shabbat. The Meila, if the word is that he wasn't mafsik for Krishma because of mitzvah Shabbat, is he also wasn't mafsik for tefillah because of mitzvah Shabbat. This is mashma for somebody shein. Shenkel, if the Rebbe is learning, to move in, what we say, Zashinim Zashinu only applies to Krishma, not for Tefillah. There's no svara to say that Tefillah is a gedder of Talmud Teira. Tefillah is in the Bakasha Tzracha, Vedish Abelev, however you can imagine the Tefillah. Definitely is not in the Talmud Teira. Shenkel Krishma, as especially in that Krishma is, that it is reading a parsha in the Teira, maybe the whole gedder of the mitzvah Gufa is like an extension of mitzvah Talmud Teira. Okay. Let's go weiter in the Pnim. So we said till now the Pnim was that there's a three that there's a big tzadashav between Krishma and Teira. was they both learned that from one pasuk, and your yetsa talmud teira through krishma, and your fakerti yetsa krishma away through teira. Reception by Choy was like that. But the Rebbe says, "Makom kechil gadol b'neim." The what? I'm chiyev the mitzvahs krishma or pamayim choyim. Shach is about. It's kamufurish kam shach chov kumech. Like it says in pasuk in our parsha, shach chov kumech. It's twice a day, both in the morning and the night. Kol achemem inyan b'fnei atzmi. Each one of them, the morning and the night, is a separate chiyev. Ukedemuchach gam izeh. Shemavarchem birchas krishma pamayim choyim b'shach is about. The Rebbe brings a pashta raya. We say birchas krishma twice. If it would be one mitzvah, then you would only make the bracha once. Why do you make two brachas? Elamai, it's taka two different mitzvahs. In order five, we read order five right away. He says, "V'after lechida einam shayches klal kirishmak, which goes for Rashi and Paskim." Kol makir amaniskinu kariniskinu kibichas kirishma lefanav lachra. Tanya, the Alter Rebbe brings that the MS birchas kirishma don't really have a shayches to the kirishma itself. It's not like a regular birchas hamitzvahs that you say asher kirishanu mitzvahs v'tzivanu hamitzvahs, you know, hamitzvahs lulav. We don't say asher kirishanu mitzvahs v'tzivanu hamitzvahs kirishma. It's tam in yonim that speak about the. Avos Hashem, etc. Is so. How can we bring a raya from the fact that we say Birchas Krishma Pamayim Mecholayim for this that we're saying in the Pinim that each mitzvah, the mitzvah of the morning, the mitzvah of the night, is two separate chiyuv, two separate mitzvahs. It's not a Birchas Hamitzvahs bechla. It's not a stakin to say these brachas. Talk about different inyanim twice by the day. And it happens to be that they're masakin it before Krishma. So that was not from the fact that lapel that they're masakin it to say before Krishma. Shows that it is, does have a certain gather of a Birchas Krishma. Like he says, Krishma. The Rebbe says over there that they bring a person to Aved of Krishma, which is Aved of Avos Hashem. So Zichra Pichsidis, which is that's the rest of the Sikha, is going to be Mazbar Pichsidis. Zichra Pichsidis, that's like a different Chiv, the Chiv of the morning and the Chiv of the night. And we'll see soon how out of four, where we speak more up in Nigla. But like Bottom of Pichsidis, Zichra Zichra. From the fact that we have Birchas Krishma Yim, Birchas Krishma Balaylo, Zichah shows you that it's a separate inyan, a separate chiv, it's a different mitzvah, being mekayim a new mitzvah by day and by night. Right in the Pim, he says, Mashenke mitzvah tamateira, eina mechulekes l'chiv nefrad mezman ayim v'alayla, l'chiv echad anishrich tam b'cha azman diyim v'alayla. Mitzvah tamateira is always, it's not pshat that there's a separate mitzvah by day and separate mitzvah by night, a person has to always constantly learn, whether it's night, whether it's day. L'chum v'achum mechzatera akpa machas b'yim, that's why we only say mechzatera once in the morning. Gam mishen dark limud al l'prakim. The person which always learns, you could say the reason why we only say Birchas HaTeira in the morning is because, like it explains in Shulchan Aruch, according to one man domer, the reason, according to by such a person, even when he's mafsik, it's as if he's never masiach das from Talmud Teira. The whole Isuk is Talmud Teira. He's always involved in learning. He's mafsik, it's not a hesach das. You could say that the emes is that. We say Talmud Teira is Be'emes, different chiyuvim Bayim v'Layim. Alamai, the bracha that we said in the morning is pashat goes on the whole day and the whole night. No, so the Rebbe says lepayel but the halacha is that even mi she'ein darke lumadel leprakim, v'meila he doesn't have the word that there's no hesach hadas. The beferish is hesach hadas. Nevertheless, we only make one bracha. Why is that? Chiyuv alimud hem shechach hashem b'zehavsi. Because there's only one chiyuv. There's one chiyuv to learn constantly. Therefore, whenever you get a chance to mekayim dachiv, you mekayim dachiv. If it's a person stopping, it's not the pshat that he now, when he starts again, he's doing a new mitzvah. He's constantly doing the same mitzvah to learn as much as you could, to learn every time, every second that you have, that you're able to learn. He happened to, when he had to, he was in his hachamalapata, when he wasn't able to learn. But when he starts again learning, he's maiter. He's just been mekayim that same chiv. And therefore, there's only one bracha in the morning. We don't say two separate brachas. Okay, let's see the orders. Let's see order four. Before we learn inside, let's make a shtick like dumb. There's a machlekes in the Rishenim. If mitzvahs krishma by yom or by laila is two separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah, the mitzvah of the morning and the mitzvah of the night, are they two separate chiyuvim, two separate mitzvahs? Was in the minyan a mitzvah? Do we count it as two separate mitzvahs in the minyan a tayag, or do we count it as one mitzvah? Now, if we go to feed the shittis that count it as two separate mitzvahs in the minyan a tayag, then there's no question that what it said that we just learned now in the pnim of the sicha, there's no question that that's correct. He said over here that there's a separate chiv by yem, a separate chiv by la, a separate chiv by baker, a separate chiv by erev. If it's two mitzvahs and minyan atayag, then you don't need more than that. There's no question. It's two separate mitzvahs totally, but have no connection one to the other. If, however, you learn that it's one mitzvah, so maybe no. Maybe haguf is the one. Maybe haguf is the machlekes of mishenim. That was maybe those shittes hold, the Rambam, others who hold that it's one mitzvah, maybe they take a hold that there is no two separate mitzvahs. It's like one mitzvah that you have to mekayim in the morning and the night. You have two times. You have to, time to mekayim. You know, it's one mitzvah. It's mischalik. You have a part of the mitzvah is mekayim in the morning and part of the mitzvah is mekayim by night. Vezok that this taka that the two separate mitzvahs. Chura in the pnimi bought a raya that the two separate mitzvahs and the fact that we make bechus kishon by yom b'layla. Like I said already before in order five. You see that it's not that raya is a raya kuponim apichsidus. Lav davka tzaraya pinigla. Kosov kosov bechus krishma are not mamash a gedder of bechus mitzvahs of bechus krishma. They don't have mamash a shaychus to the krishma itself. So the pnim where he's discussing with Takedama for the sicha, and the sicha is going to explain apichsidus why krishma is two separate mitzvahs and Talmud Torah is one mitzvah that always happens and there's no separate times like one mitzvah which constantly is nimshach. So that was enough to bring a raya from the fact that we have Bechus Krishma Pamayim Bayim. We have Bechus Krishma in the morning and at night. That shows you already that Api Chassidus, it's two separate mitzvahs. But here in the order, the Rebbe wants to show even how Api Nigla it's also Masim. So for that, that's not a Lav Davka, that's enough of a Rai. So then for Meila, if you learn Lafi the Shittas, like the Shittas Rambam, that they count the Krishma Bayim, Babeker, and Ba'erev as one mitzvah in B'minyan HaTayag, L'chura the Shaila is, Meheichet Heisa, that it's taka two separate chiyuv. Maybe it's one chiyuv, maybe it's one mitzvah. Okay. Before we go weiter, that's what I was going to discuss here. But before we go weiter, we have to understand what Rabbi is bringing up. Chura, what's the shakla v'tayi b'chol? Everyone knows that it's not ma'akiv. Everyone agrees that it's not ma'akiv. It's pshita that if a person, let's say, one day, he missed Krishma, he missed man Krishma. And then he went and read Krishma by night, or fakem, really good. Let's say you missed the Krishma Shalarvis, you missed Krishma of the night, and then in the day you read Krishma. Are you going to say that you weren't yet to the mitzvah of Krishma Babeka because you didn't read last night's Krishma? There's no shita that says like that. No one holds like that. No. What's that for them? Zamenas is two different mitzvahs. What's the Shaila Bechel? What's the whole Shakavatari? I was going to go into Shakavatari to prove that they're two separate mitzvahs. But Lechor is a Davra Pash, that's two separate mitzvahs. If someone was Mekayim Krishma, Babeker, or Be'erev, and was not Makayim the other one, Zichri has a mitzvah. Not mitzvahs with the Ramaakev. So, Chura, it's Zichri, two separate mitzvahs. So, the MSA is, Al-Chura, Imashum Ho, there's no right. In other words, we find, Taka Benegeya to even Krishma itself, that some people explain the Shittas HaRambam Be'evanach. In other words, we find Benegeya to Korban HaTomid, let's say. Tomid, it says, right? It's a Loshna Pasuk. In other words, the Torah tells you that there's one mitzvah, and the Torah says, Zakevasa echot tasva beikav, Zakevasa shein tasva boy. And then it says, Zeh o Isha. Zeh. It's killed them in one. The Leif Samech and the Rambam and the Shroshim and Sheirish Yudalev. He brings this, he says, here you see that you have a gedra of a mitzvah, that they're not ma'akev one the other, but the Torah is good for telling you that the mitzvah has a chelek. No, it's a scale name of the Torah says like this. There's a mitzvah called Tamid. Half the mitzvah is done by Baker. Half the mitzvah is done by Benaboy. You're true that if you have one half without the other half, you get at least that half. But that's the tzuras ha-mitzvah, that the mitzvah is one mitzvah. Half of it is then, and half of it is at a different time. Where he also brings a lashon chazal, according to one girsa, that is a benegeta k'teiris. It says, mana b'chayim machtzisa ba-Baker, machtzisa ba-benegeta k'teiris. It says, Machtzisa is Babeka, Machtzisa Be'erev. In other words, half the Ketanis is done in the morning, half in the afternoon. As if it's one, there's one chiv, one mitzvah of Ketanis, half of it is supposed to be done by Baker, half in Abay. And Taka Leif Sameach, Taka learns like that when they get to Krishma also. Read his Lashon, he says, A mitzvah atzma zesi, Las is Dover Echel Chatzoyin, Machtzisa is Manachot, Machtzisa is Manachot. That's how he learns by Krishma. You're right, it's not Ma'akev. It's Taka not Ma'akev. The baker, the Krishma shall harvest and Krishma shall baker, and I'm ma'akim zeza. But it's one mitzvah that the Torah said a chelik of it has to be done at night and a chelik has to be done in the morning. Yeah, each chelik is not ma'akim, the other chelik. It doesn't make it two separate mitzvahs though. So in Meila, that's why we have to bring a chacha that even if he shittas a ramba, even if he does shittas that hold, that Krishma is taka one mitzvah. That we're going to bring a chacha, not like Leif Samech. No, we're going to bring a chacha that is taka two separate mitzvahs. Just in the minyan atayag, we count it as one for whatever reason. There's many, many reasons why we would count something in minyan atayag as one. I'm not going to go into that now. It has to do with all the different shittas of how you count tayag mitzvahs. So for whatever reason, technically the Rambam had a time that he had to count it as one mitzvah. But it's actually two separate mitzvahs totally, even though they're b'minyan atayag, they're one mitzvah. But that, for that we have to bring a yichocha, meich ha-teis. Maybe the pshat's like lev sameich. So that's what the Rambam is going to say in this order. He's going to bring a yichocha, not like that. Okay, so let's read inside. He says, Leimi boilu dasar asag. According to them, it's not even a shaila that we said in the Pnim that every single one, it's not even a shaila that it's like that. That each one is inyib b'fnei atzmei, because it's the two mitzvahs in the mitzvah tayak, in the minyat tayak. El gam odas haramba masmak v'achinuch v'eid shemon v'esel mitzvah hachas. We have to count it as one, but it's mamash two separate mitzvahs. As if we counted it as two mitzvahs in minyan atayag. There was no nafkimine in havana lefish min shittas Rambam and shittas Rasak. The nafkimine is pashta shayla and cheshbon mitzvahs. How you count the mitzvahs? But both are masking as two separate mitzvahs lagam. What's the raya? Ukedumuch hamizesh mitzvahs krishm mitzvahs shazman gra. That brings us shagasar, yeah? It says mitzvah krishma is a mitzvah shel magram. It's the haraya that is two separate mitzvahs. What's the pshat? What's the raya? What's takedah raya? It's b'emes l'moshe when it comes to ketedes that we mentioned before. Ketedes is a mitzvah that has a chiluk that you have to do by bacon, a chiluk you have to do by abayim. It's b'emes there's some shittas that say it's not a mitzvah shel magram. It's not a mitzvah shel magram. There's a lot of tesis read in kiddushin l'moshe that he says. He asks why the Gemara doesn't count that as one of the mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs shel magrama, even though by ketedus you have to do by beker and ben aboy. Not going to get into the whole shag. Ketedus you also can't do by laila. Not getting into the whole shag. But you see that you have something which is supposed to be done a one time and supposed to be done another time. And nevertheless, you wouldn't call it a mitzvah shel magrama. Why? Because if it's one chiyuv tmidi, elamai, part of it has to be done at a certain time, part of it has to be done at a different time. Mela, you don't count it as mitzvah shel magram. Same thing over here. If you would say that krishma is taka one mitzvah, you would say mitzvah krishma is one mitzvah. Elamai, part of it has to be done in the day, a part of it has to be done by night. So even though a part of it has to be done different times, right? A part has to be done dafka by day and part dafka by night. Nevertheless, you would not call it a mitzvah shel magram. And the fact is that the Gemara says klader is a mitzvah shel magram. The haraya taka that is two separate mitzvahs. Now, of course, l'chose is still tamua. What's the raya? Because maybe you could say that krishma is be'emes taka one mitzvah. Why do I call mitzvah shel zman grama? Because the krishma of Baker has a seif of zman krishma. Only for 3 hours you could read it. In other words, taka krishma ba'layla, you could read a whole layla, at least the midraisa. Like it says in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Brachos. The Rabbana, you have to read to chatzos. But from the midraisa, for sure you could read it until alayis ha-shachar, or possibly even to netzacham. But the mitzvah of Krishma of Babaker, of Krishma of the morning, has to be only till the Shah, till 3 hours of the day. So, Mamela, Lachuri, you could taina that maybe Taka Krishma is only one mitzvah. And Chelik of it has to be done in the morning, Chelik of by night. Why do we call it mitzvah shel magram? Because there's a certain part of the day that it cannot be done. Many hours of the day that it cannot be done. Yeah, so that was, if you look in the Shagas Arya, he brings a Kesef Mishnah. He says, Kesef Mishnah says that the whole Indian of Zman Krishma in the morning is only Midrabbana. Kesef Mishnah Tainis, that just like of Kumech of Shachbacha is a whole night, is Be'emes of Kumecha is also a whole day. There's no reason to be Chalik with Shachbacha of Kumecha. So if Shachbacha goes a whole night, of Kumecha also a whole day. We say that Krishma is only for the first 3 hours of the day. The answer is that's midrabban. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. So the Magen Avram Tainis, the Magen Avram asks in the Kesef Mishnah that Haytachim to say such a thing. L'chure, it's mefurish in the Gemara that Krishma is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. And if we would say like the Kesef Mishnah that Krishma is a whole day and a whole night, so there's never a time that you're not chayiv in Krishma. So why do we call it mitzvah shazman grama? So that's the Shagas Arya, the Be'emes, no. We could do it like the Kesef Mishnah. That is taka, that has to be the whole day and the whole night. But why is it not mitzvah shel magram? Because, like we said before, that it's two separate mitzvahs. In other words, the mitzvah, if you would learn that it's, al derech we said before, when I get to ketedus, if you would learn that it's all like tamid, if you would learn it's one mitzvah, that part of it has to be done by day and part of it has to be done by night, as soon as you say like the Kesef Mishnah, that the mitzvah of the day has to be, can be done the whole day, then it's taka shayla. Yeah, the Magen Avraham is a taka taina.
Why taka is it called a mitzvah shel magra? But if you say that it's two separate mitzvahs mamish, so mainaf gemine that there's always a time that you're mechuyev in krishma, but they're mechuyev in different mitzvah bechlal. During the day you're mechuyev in the mitzvahs krishma shel yayim, and during the night you're mechuyev in the mitzvahs krishma shel arvus. It's a different mitzvah bechlal. So the mitzvah of krishma shel yayim, is not kayim by night, and the mitzvah of krishma shel layla shel arvus is not kayim by yayim. It's not kayim during the day. So he says that each one of those, the mitzvahs, is not kayim in the time that the other one, that you mechuyev in the other one. Therefore, it's tanka mitzvah shel magram. That's how he explains the case of Mishnah. So I'm not sure if the Rebbe over here means the same thing that the Shagas Aryeh says. He says that a Shagas Aryeh. I'm not sure, because the Shagas Aryeh is only going to one shita, shita of the case of Mishnah, and the Magen Avraham is clearly chiluk on that. So I'm not sure exactly what's the pshat over here. So I'm not sure. Could be the Rebbe learns. Not sure. Could be the Rebbe learns that if it would be even Ladidan, that Mrs. Krishma was only till for 3 hours, even Midrash, and I was even looking for all the shits which are chelik on the case of Mishnah, even then we should not have called it a Mitzvah Shel Magrama, if not for the fact that it's two separate chiyuv. It's Shaykh Ed Rebbe Lunds, okay? I'm not sure what the Asbara would be. Yesh La'ayim B'zeh. Okay. Akoponim, just say one more order before we go weiter, that the Shagas Aryeh actually is tailored this. He says the same svara works with Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. He says that Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim he wants to learn is also a mitzvah shazman grama. And he says for the same reason, even though we have Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim side by yom and side by laila, there's a mitzvah Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim by laila also, like we say in Agadah Shal Pesach, it's a Mishnah, it's a mitzvah Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim by laila also. He says, you always have Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, whether it's Bayim, whether it's Balayla. So why do we say it's Mitzvah Shel Magrama? So he says the same svar. There's a mitzvah Shel Magrama, side Bayim, side Balayla. But they're two separate chiyuv, it's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to do Bayim, mitzvah Balayla. The Mela, B'Shas, comes night, is the mitzvah of Yayim is not there anymore. So it's a Mitzvah Shel Magrama. And when it comes day, the mitzvah of the night is not there anymore. So it's a Mitzvah Shel Magrama. That's what the Shagas Aryeh says. L'Poyel, the Alter Rebbe paskins, that women are chayv in Shechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. Magen Avraham says the pasuk like that. That's the Rebbe says the pasuk that they are mechuyev in schiris Mitzrayim. Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. Sorry, always not just Balayim. The Rebbe doesn't hold that schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is mitzvah shel magrav. So lechura one ketayne lechura. What's bechlal? What's the Rebbe bring over here from the Shagas Aryeh? Lechura the Alter Rebbe is chelik on the whole Shagas Aryeh. The Rebbe learns that we don't say this svara. We don't say that these mitzvahs are considered like separate mitzvahs, one by day, one by night, and Mela becomes a mitzvah shel magrav. The Alter Rebbe says that Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah by Yom, mitzvah by Laila, it's a chayiv, it's not a mitzvah shel magrama. We don't say that once it comes night, the mitzvah of the day is finished, once it comes morning, the mitzvah of the night is finished. But the emes is that Adrabe, Kadai Keshav is Adrabe. The fact that the Alter Rebbe argues only goes very nicely with the sikh over here. In other words, it's not the pshat that the Rebbe argues in the etzim. He's saying what the Rebbe is saying over here, the Rebbe is bringing from the Shagas Aryeh, that you could have one mitzvah that's counted a tayag, two pratim in that mitzvah. They could be totally separate mitzvahs, and because of that, they could be a mitzvah shel magrama, because when one finishes, the other one starts. It's not the pshat that the Rebbe is chelik on that, you say. Kenira that the Rebbe is chelik on the only by schiris yisis mitzrayim is chelik. Where do we see this? Because in Agadah Shel Pesach of the Rebbe, Rebbe has a very nice geshmak avart over there. The Rebbe says that there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, or at least the Mishnah says, seems like a machlekes. The Mishnah says that Lo Zman Zayi says that Kol Yimechayecha is Lavi Aleilis, and Chacham Meim Lavi Yimeis HaMashiach. Kol Yimechayecha Lavi Yimeis HaMashiach. So that brings it, some people say it's not a machlekes, that Lo Zman Zayi and Chachamim, that even Chacham are masking that we have Mitzvah Yitzis Mitzrayim Baleilis. Says the Rebbe that it could be that even if you hold a Chacham Manat Chilik, and Lo Zman Zayi, Safkosav, there's a Chilik between them. That Chachamim hold that it's two separate, that Lo Zman Zayi holds that Keli Mechayecha, that's a separate chiv. Balayla is a separate chiv. In other words, Keli, we have a special limud to learn Krishma Balayla. And therefore, it's a one chiv. Bayim, one chiv Balayla. Masha Einkein, Lefi Chachamim. We don't have a limud to learn out Schiris Yisrael Balaylas. The Pshat is Lechatchil, it's a mitzvah Sai Bayim and Sai Balayla. It's not two separate mitzvahs. The Rebbe doesn't go into it. He says, Einkein, came over there, doesn't go into it. But it's very Shaykh, that's the Pshat in Alter Rebbe Shita. In other words, the Emes, everyone, Kulam, the Alter Rebbe is masking to what it says over here, to what we brought from the Shagas Aryeh. The one you have a mitzvah, you have to do by Yem, and you have to do by Laila. If you have such a mitzvah, if they're two separate mitzvahs, then it's still called the Mitzvah Shel Magrama, because the Shas that the mitzvah of the Yem finishes, the mitzvah of the Laila starts. And the Shas the mitzvah of the Laila finishes, the mitzvah of the Yem starts. Therefore, it's Taka Mitzvah Shel Magrama. Like it is by Krishma Taka, like we just bought from the Shagas Aryeh.
But the Alter Rebbe is just chaylik. When it comes to Zechris Yisis Mitzrayim, he holds that over there it's different. Over there it's tanka, like we bought before by Tamid and Ketanis, etc. That it's one chiyuv that the Teira Gufa said that it has to be done Tzai Bayim and Tzai Balai. Ad Rebbe, it stims very, according to that God Bir and the God Shal Pesach, it stims very much that the Alter Rebbe could be masking to the word that we say in the Sicha. And nevertheless, he argues with Lemaisa, with the Shagasariya, but negate to Zechris Yisis Mitzrayim, and he holds that Zechris Yisis Mitzrayim is befeirish, not a mitzvasei, shazman gerama. Okay. Let's go to Ora 6. Ora 6 is going on what it says. That mitzvah tamateir is a mitzvah which is chiv echad and nimshach tamad b'chol hazman diyim v'layla. So the Rebbe brings over there first the common mekeres like menaches, anhedrim, yalkut, tamateir. All those are just Makedis where we see that there's a chiv to learn constantly. A person always has to learn. Those are the different Makedis. Al Derech HaKlitz says, anyone is coming to actually ask the Makedim in Isaac, all of our Kosovim, Kvara Vaibaz, right? Like he brings Tanya Pirikalev, like he brings here. Then he says, Rega Miran, the Dorim Chesamad Aleph. Let's see one for the Ran over there. The Ran we see over there, very stark. That's not the Pshat. That you could take a b'yetze by Perkech HaChachas, Perkech HaDavis. Now, if someone will argue, yeah, Zachiyah, the person is supposed to learn always. But nevertheless, the ikir is a person has to do Perkech HaChachas, Perkech HaDavis. It's another Indian, it's another agada that Bechlal, a person is supposed to always learn Teira. No. You see from the Ran over there, very stag, the Ba'amis, a person is not yetze from Perkech HaChachas, Perkech HaDavis, and he has to learn the whole time. It's only a, you know, b'diyevet. A person who has no choice is Yetzir Perekach HaShachas Perekach HaDavis. But a person who is able to is Befeirish not Yetzir Perekach HaShachas Perekach HaDavis. Why? Because the Ran over there says, Gemara, basically the Gemara says, Amarav Gidla Amarav, Eimer Ashkim, Ve'eshta Perek Zesh, Nemesech Tazul. A person makes a neder, I'm going to get up and I'm going to learn a certain thing. Neder Godel Nadal Elke Yisrael. So it's the Aktaka neder. Frag the Gemara Ve'alimush Ve'eimetul, Ve'ein Shvuch Chol HaShvur. Chura, we already Nishba Ba'asinai, Timakayim Olda Mitzvah. So how is a Shvuch Chol HaShvur? What is the shakl? Taibar, but the Gemara's maskana is that Kivin the boy potan afshay bekrish mashal shachas ve'arvis mashmal chayu shvuala. The MS, you could have been patted yourself mitzvah tamateir with kish mashal shachas ve'arvis. So Mela, if you said you're going to learn an extra thing, you learn a masechta, you learn something else. So therefore, you're not making a shvuah on something that you already nishpat in Makai. So the Ran says over there, mustabrili the lav dafke the b'hachim miftah. No, you don't shouldn't take the Gemara Kipshut. It's not the Pshat that Ba'emes, you could have been part of the Kishma Shalach Shachas and Kishma Shalavis. Shnechayev Kolodim Limu Tamid, Yein V'layla Kifikecha. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Says the Ran. The Ran has a Shita, that something which is not Mefurish Bateira, it's not, we don't call it Nishba Ve'im in Ma'asina. There was this klal that you can't make a Shvua al Shvua, I mean, you can't make a Shvua on a Mitzvah because you're ready Nishba Ma'asina, it's only Advarim Shema Mefurash Bateira. And Kirishma is Mefurish Bateira, B'shach B'chof Kumach is Mefurish Bateira. Masha'enke, the Indian of learning Talmud, is not Mamash Mefurish Bateira. But you see from the Ran very clear that the Ran learns that it's not Pshat that there's like a baseline. Everyone has to learn Perekach HaShach, Perekach HaDavis. And more than that, we say you're also, like, you know, you're going to Mischaiv Medina Shamai. No, it's a Chiv Gomer Mamash. Be'emes, it should be that Shvua Shem Bichal Shvua. If a person says, I'm going to learn, you can't make a neder batsin to say I'm going to learn because you're nishma asina to learn Talmud. Elamai, the only reason you're able to make such a neder is because it's not mafurish batele that you have to learn Talmud. But it's the same b'emes in Tzad Midas HaChiyuv, it's a chiyuv gomer mamish. Okay. Weiter, Rebbe brings also a Tura Avin, Rei Tura Avin Chagiga. It says in Tura Avin there, he brings the Mishnah and Peya, the Reil Vam Shein Lamshir, the Mishnah we say every single day, a Peya, a Bikurim, etc. And then it finishes off a Talmud Teira Kenegat Kulam. So we see that Talmud Teira is also for the mitzvah Shein Lam Shir. So the Rav says that even though we put them together, we put Talmud Teira together with the other mitzvah Shein Lam Shir, like Peya, Bikurim, it's still a chilik. Bikurim Lamashal, if a person, Pshat Ein Lam Shir is that if a person wants to take more than the minimum that you have to take for Bikurim, he's also doing a mitzvah. Some mitzvahs, if a person is going to take some mitzvahs, even doing Baltesa, but some mitzvahs, if you're taking extra, maybe it's not Baltesa, but you're not doing anything. These mitzvahs, Ein Lam Shir, the more you're doing, the more mitzvah you're doing. But you're not mechuyev to do Adin Shir. There's a shir, how much you're mechuyev in, a minimum shir, how much you're mechuyev. And more than that, if you want, you can also get an extra mitzvah. M'sheik, by Talmud Teira, it's not the pshat that, you know, kol ha-meisif, and his mizbarech min ha-shamayim. No, zachiyev mamash, ein lam shir, means that there's taka in the shir. You're always mechuyev takas. You see from the, that the,
Travon over here learns that Talmud Torah ain't lashir. It's kipshutei mashma in lashir. It's not a zach. It's not something which has a, it's not a mitzvah that has a certain time, a certain amount that you could be yotze with. It's ain't lashir kipshutei mashma. And that's very much hand in hand with what we're saying over here in the pnim, that it's a mitzvah echad chiv echad nimshach tamid. Ain't lashir. There's no stop. No. There's no time when it's not when you're not chayiv in it. Okay. Then the Rebbe continues. Af shemin adin yetsi dechavasa bekviyasitim bayayim ubalaylom. V'im irichulu. אפילו בלמד מות בפרחת ביים, חי פרחת בלילה, בשעס עד חק, יכול להציד איך מה עושה בקשב שחרס וערביס, you see from all of this, סוף כל סוף, you see, that there is a psa חילק between, no, there is a psa עניין that has to be a little bit by day and a little bit by night. As we say, okay, we say a person, he can't learn always. How much does he have to do? He has to learn at least a little bit by day and at least a little bit by night. L'chura, if the pshat is that it's a mitzvah always, elamai, yinis rachmona patre, so we should say, okay, as much as you could do. No, we say everyone has to do a little bit by day and a little bit by night. L'chura, that shows that there is a psa inyan to learn Torah by day and by night dafka. Al darach Krishma, that has to be side by day and side by night. The whole point about the sikh, what the Rebbe is going to be madgish later, is that Talmud Torah is no connection to the inyan of Zman. It's not connection to Yom, no connection to Yom and Laila dafka. It's inyan tmidi, it's l'mayla of nagbolas of Yom and Laila. L'chura, from the fact that you have to learn side by Yom and side by Laila dafka, shows that there is a psa inyan to learn dafka by Yom and Laila. The Rebbe says that I call Zoha, but Yavash mitzvah gisa by Yom and Laila kipshute. Hayin shalachiva echad nimshach tam. That was never learning a case. The emesis vagisi beim v'layla means you have to always learn. That's just what it means. That's just the way of bringing out that you always have to learn beim v'layla. When a person can't be makayim akipshutik, the way to express that he's that there's a chiv tmidi to learn teira is by learning beim v'layla. That was, we want to show that it's always a chiv. So how are you going to show that if you can't do it kipshutik? Some mitzvahs which are only chayiv by day, some mitzvahs only chayiv by night. Therefore, by doing a little bit by day and a little bit by night, you show that this is from the mitzvahs that Ba'atzim you're always chayiv in. It's just a way of being yotze the chiyuv tmidi. But Ba'emes the chiyuv is to always do it. Sai bayim and sai balayla. Not sai bayim and sai balayla. It's a chiyuv. There is no akbalas of yim and layla. It always has to be done. In order to bring out, to express itself, to express that something which always has to be done, you have to do it a little bit by yim and a little bit by layla if you're not able to do it tamid. And in the Rebbe's Messiah, the Lashon of Dal Tereb, but there you see it very, very much, this word. Lashon Dal Tereb is like this. It says, Rei Shulchan Aruch Ad Mazak, and Rechaim Sima Kuf Nuvav, Sifalaf. The Lashon of this is like this. Le'omru, that, Le'omru, Kvi Sittum Lateira, El B'mishu Tzorech Lasik B'darachar, Tzlach Yis Nafshe V'Nafash Yis Beisi. Av Mishu Ein Tzorech Lekach, Yis Spanish V'shal Chayrim, Chayiv l'kayim v'agisa b'yem v'layla k'mashmoy. So what do you see from the Alter Rebbe? The yem v'layla k'mashmoy is not the pshat abis b'yem u'balayla. K'mashmoy means always. That's the pshat b'yem v'layla. That's the punch of pshat b'yem v'layla. Never stop. Elamai, a person which is not able to do it, k'mashmoy, is he's able to b'yetzi b'diyevet, that chiyuv, by doing a little bit b'yim, a little bit b'layla. But not a little bit b'yim, a little bit b'layla is not because of a separate chiyuv b'yim and separate b'layla. It's only because to bring out, to have epsa way, a bitui, to the fact that it's a chiyuv t'midi, you have to do a little bit b'yim and a little bit b'layla. Okay, let's, before we go weiter, I want to be meir that in the Shakasaria that we bought before, he says that Krishma is a mitzvah shman grama, and he says why. Like we said before, he goes even a fi the shit of the kesef mishnah that Krishma is a whole day, not just the first 3 hours. Why is it a mitzvah shman grama? So he says because there's two separate chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv b'yayim, a chiyuv b'layla, and as soon as the chiyuv b'yayim is finished, that's when the chiyuv b'layla starts. In other words, there's a time when the chiyuv of b'yayim is not applicable, which is b'layla. There's a time when the chiyuv of layla is not applicable, which is b'yayim. So the kadoneda on brachis, he asks on the Shagasari. He says, L'chure, Talmud Torah, the Gemara says, is not a mitzvah shman grama. L'chure, you could say the same word by Talmud Torah. You could say, Talmud Torah is b'yayim or b'layla. It's b'yayim or b'layla. And as soon as it comes layla, the chiv of yayim is not there. And as soon as it comes yayim, the chiv of layla is not there. But what do you see? The emesis is a raya for the Rebbe. That the Shagasari component didn't look like the Karaneri. You see it, the Shagasari is learning the way the Rebbe learns of it. The Shagasari, L'chure, took on that no, there's no dimi between Talmud Torah and Krishma. Talmud Torah Taka says Vagisa Beyim Valayla, but it's not the pshat, there's two mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Yeh, mitzvah Valayla. No, the mitzvah is to always learn. If you always learn, you have to learn by Yeh Valayla. By Krishma, there's two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah to say Krishma Yeh, a mitzvah to say Krishma Valayla. Therefore, when one finishes, the other one starts. And when the other starts, the other one finishes. Mashing about Talmud Torah, you can't say such a word. That's why Talmud Torah is Taka, not a mitzvah Shazman Gram. Okay. Let's go to Tahara 7. Rebbe said that someone which is even someone which is in dark lumad el leprakim and memela he makes hesiyaz hesachadas from Talmud Teira. He also only makes bichas Teira once a day. So that brings from the Shulchan Aruch shvechein noga because the Amos says it's a machlekes. One shita which says that if a person's masiyach das, let's say a person sleeps a few hours in the middle of the day, or someone which is ein dark lumad tamid, anytime he makes a hefsek of some sort that he's masiyach das, is he has to make another bichas Teira. So, but nevertheless, the minig, the chaynagu, is like the shita which the Rebbe brought in the Pnim, that even someone which is not a sectator, potato talmud, he only makes one bracha. Then the Rebbe adds more, ve'id ve'ikir, ha'mechleg is ben b'yazadeh sh'amarakiv im tzarech levar chayit pam k'shizich daitel, but the behakle n'koshel is chalk z'deh v'layla. The ikir is, it doesn't really matter that Rebbe is saying so much to our sikha, this mechleg is, because l'kula alma, no one says that if a person was not masiyach das, he has to make a bracha again by night. Let's say Bakrishma, let's just say Bakrishma, a person with length Krishma, and then he was a Masir Das the whole till the night. At Getacht Ven Krishma till the night. He was Mizbeinin what he read in the Krishma of the morning until night. The Chnishtok and Shail that Azichir will have to make another Bechis Krishma Balayla. Why? Okay, Alpidin, I'm not going to get into now all the Nyanam Alpidin, like we said before, Bechis Krishma is loved after Bechis HaMitzvahs. But either way, even if it was a Bechis HaMitzvahs, it would be clear that he would make another Bracha. Why? Because like we saw before from the Shagat Arya, it's two different mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Yem and mitzvah of Laila of Krishma. Okay, well before, some many mitzvahs even counted as two separate mitzvahs in Tayag. But even according to the Rambam, which counts it as one mitzvah, nevertheless, the pshat is this two mitzvahs mamash, just counted as one mitzvah, but it's two separate mitzvahs. Therefore, it's clear that Krishma would have bracha by night and bracha by day. But Talmud Teira, there's no one who has a svara to say that by Talmud Teira you have to make a separate bracha for day and separate bracha for night. The only machlekes is if a person masiach das is the bracha that he made in the morning still help for his vaita, for him learning vaita. That's the machlekes. But not there's no day which says that there's a snuchi by night. And if you weren't masiach das, you have to say by night. No one holds like that. Next order. The order 7-star. Pahod mevara b'chol yim. Leipa machz b'chayv. L'cheira harichiv nimshach tamid v'im b'hefse klal. If Talmud Teira is any tmidi, so why do you have to make every day then? This is a machleik. According to one shita, the reason is because it's a inyan which is by night you make a hefsek. Everyone makes a hefsek. Everyone sleeps. Everyone makes a hefsek by night. Even according to that shita, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a nuchi of the next day. It's just because you're masir das, like we said in the previous order. The other shita which holds that even when you're masir das, you don't make a new bracha. So why does he hold that you make a bracha every day? That's because it has like a derech habichas shavach, bichas shvach. In Yonam, which we thank the Eibishter for every single day, bichas shachar. Same thing, we thank the Eibishter for it every day. Not because it's a new chiyuv in the morning. I'm not going to get into now all the gdonim of bichas teira. It'll just be made that if someone wants, they could look later in Parshas Hazino, in the same chiluk in chiluk gidal in Parshas Hazino. There's a whole sicha about it, and what it says there is actually very massive to what it says here. Also, we're also going to see later in order 36. More al-pichsidis also, why we have to make a bracha every single day. Okay, let's go weiter in the pnim. Tzarech lavin. So, that chayre metzad in yonah, mara ipcha mestabra. Tamoteira hareze inye, hareu inye nakosh bavon vasag. Ki mecheves hamitzel lahavin adavar aniont. Im liyada maikon, betir shvalpeh, lakim itzis tamoteira. Tamoteira is all inye is connect avon vasag. You have to understand. Vayim mevarach mazah.
Even if you be chayv tamid, but it should be an aifin that there's a set zman. One chiv bayayim, one chiv balayla. Lepeil, it's not like that. Lepeil doesn't have a zman. It's a chiv that you always have to do. Befrat, remotzim chiluk ba'avon v'limud ayayim ba'alayla, v'chagiris b'yayim shmaitzim chadim. We find befeirish chiluki between the day and night. We say that a person learns by day, shmaitzim chadim. He learns, it gets sharper. Divra agadim b'furish. Da minayin o yimeshi yedeh, emas yayim ve'emas alayla. So what do you see from that? That is a shaykhis between when the Eibishter taught, there's a shaykhis between Mikra tonight and the shaykhis to Mishnah today, sorry, Mikra today and Mishnah tonight. And that's why the Eibishter taught him dafka Mikra by day and Mishnah by night. And like the Rebbe brings over there in Hora 11, the Geir Gam Lamaisa, the Rebbe brings different Paskim. Paskim, they say that you're not supposed to learn Mikra by night. Come on, I'll pick a bully, you're not supposed to learn Mikra by night. It's without Mefarshim. Why is that? It's based on this this medrash over here. It's based on what this Yalk Shemini. The Eivish is to teach Meisha Dafke Mishneh by night and Mikra by day Dafke. Because Mikra is not Shaykh tonight. Zin, you know, pick a ball. It's not Shaykh tonight. So we see, Haredin v'sina satero yishini b'lim adatero l'fishnu yitim diyem v'laylo. Mashaykim etzis krishma. Harin yonah kabola seil malchus sham alchusei v'yichudish l'kadosh baruch hu zikaren t'midi. Which is an inyan which a person has to live with constantly. So it's not an inyan which changes by day. By day or by night, there's less Kabbalah Seil by day than there is by night, or vice versa. Something with the same thing always. You could say it's a different eifin you learn by day, and it's a different eifin you learn by night. So it makes sense that there should be two separate mitzvahs, a mitzvah of the day and a mitzvah of the night. And shaking by Krishma, that same union of Krishma is always there. Mitzvah, the union of Kabbalah Seil. So why is there a separate mitzvah of Krishma by Yom and a separate Krishma mitzvah by Laila? That's the Rebbe Shail. Now there's going to be three biyurim that we'll learn mitzvah Shem in the next year. Let's just finish the Horus over here. Horus 8 is the Rebbe is going on what it says in the Pnim, that when you learn Teresh Baal Peh, if you don't know what you're learning, you're not keep Mekayim Mitzvah Tam Teh. The Rebbe adds, V'ikah Tam Teh Rebbe Teresh Baal Peh. In other words, the Rebbe is mechazik what we're saying in the Pnim. Chodi, you could argue, yeah, you're right, Teresh Baal Peh, if you don't know what you're saying, you're not Yitz. But that's only one chaylik of Teh. There's another chaylik ikri in Teresh B'Ksav, which everyone knows that Allah is, Teresh B'Ksav, even if you don't understand, you're also Yitz in the Mitzvah. So maybe Tam Teh is not so connected with Inyan Havan of Asad. The Rebbe says, no, Iker Talmud Teira is Teira Shval Peh. The Chure means to say, because with Kamos, the Iker is you have to learn Teira Shval Peh, like we know you have to learn Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, and Shlish Gemara. Comes out two Shlishim have to be Mishnah and Gemara. And even the Shlish Mikra, part of it can be Kabbalah, other things. And the fact that if a person is already Baki in Mikra, Lav Dafke has to learn Shlish Mikra. He's supposed to be Iker Isak, supposed to be in Pilpul. So comes out that the Iker Isak of Teira is supposed to be in Teira Shval Peh. And a ma'isa kona machmet says shasal mitzleis say is barak edil and teshuva. And more than that, one of the main inyanim of limud ha'Teira is that it's mevi l'dei ma'isa. And we're, what's mevi l'dei ma'isa? Teshuva b'ksav. Person will learn teshuva b'ksav. He won't know anything what to do. The inyan of actually doing all the mitzvahs is only comes from learning teshuva b'peh. So the ikar inyan ha'Teira is teshuva b'peh. Now the 9 is going on what it says that you're not yitzim mitzvah talmud teira. If you learned teshuva b'peh without understanding, so he brings the makedas from the Gedavram, from the Alter Rebbe, and he brings ein gamkel kol teira vayikra b'shem apadz agav. There's a tozat tfusav here. It's supposed to be heyam at base, not heyam at aluf. They're doing over another look at the siches like it seems. I hope it's going to be in the mistaken. Kuponim there it says b'shem apadz like this. He brings it there that the al derech hakabbalah. He says that a person who doesn't understand should learn Teresh B'Ksav. And explains up in Kabbalah why Dafka Teresh B'Ksav. As he goes into a beer, why Dafka Teresh B'Ksav he should learn, not Teresh B'Peh. So you see that also up in Kabbalah, Teresh B'Ksav is an inyan which is not connected to Havana. Masha'inka Teresh B'Peh is Dafka yet connected to Havana. That's what he's trying to bring up in there. Then he says, L'hoi me'pirim B'Gadim Sham. It means the Pirim B'Gadim on the Magin Avraham. And what he means to say is over there, the Pirim B'Gadim says that Hamaretz has a chiyuv to go and learn a pirush of Sut Mishnais. Because a person has to learn Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, and Shlish Gemara. So even if you're going to say Hamaretz is he creates it through learning Teresh B'Ksav and just reading what it says in Teresh B'Ksav without understanding, no, he has a chiyuv to learn Mishnah also. So Hamaretz has to go and learn the pirush of Mishnah. So that's mechazik very much what we're saying over here in the Sikha, that Talmud Teira is connected to Avon of Asog. Because even Hamaretz, which Shlokuri is not shaykh to Avon of Asog so much, he has a chiyuv to go and learn Naifin of Avon of Asog. He has to learn Shlish Mikra. And he also says, "My Rebbe is also mitzayin to Deish Lavram." What about the Rebbe wants Deish Lavram? So, but there's a shakavatarya. If there's a birchas ateira on psukim that you don't understand, there's a shakavatarya about it. Even the Chodim Pashtas, we always say that, yeah. But over there, he has a shakavatarya about it. So he doesn't take around with such a pshitis that you're saying birchas ateira on psukim teresh b'ksav that you don't understand. It comes out even more that the iker talmud teira has to be teresh alper that you understand. And he says, "V'lahorim emegila shabavatul talmud teira boyin l'shmei mikra megila."
Like the famous part that the Rebbe says, like in other places the Rebbe brings in the Beis Ephraim, that it says Mavatl Talmud Torah L'Mikra Megillah. The famous question is, L'Churi Mikra Megillah is also an Inyan of Talmud Torah? The answer is because Mikra Megillah is not so much connected with Havana Basage. Mashenka, when you're able to learn more with Eon, Havana, that's considered Bitul Torah. So you see that the Ikra Talmud Torah is considered Bitul Torah to learn to hear Mikra Megillah, even though that itself is Talmud Torah, because you're being Mavatl of Malimud Bavana or Be'ion. So you see the Ikra Union of Talmud Torah is Bavana, Be'ion, etc. Okay, one last Torah. Order 13. Rebbe brings a Zayev, Hava Eilof Lakol Yema Gimel Mil Daraisa, Balayla Gimel Mil Dachachm Dagadta. They would teach him every single day Gil Mil Daraisa, which is Lechura Inyan of Mikra, or could be also Inyan of Mishnayis. According to the way that Blavik explains it, a Gil Mil Dachachm Dagadta would be by night. So you see also that there's a difference between day and night. And the Rebbe's Mitzayin to Lekut Levi Yitzchak. Which Kut Levi Yitzchak explains also that Mitzat Kabbal, it's not Stamazay that he would teach him Kol Yema Gimel Deraisa Balayla Gimel Chachm Deragata. It's Bedafke, because he explains over there that Gimel Deraisa is we have in Mishnayis, we have Chiyu, we have Chayiv, Potter, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, which is three in Yonim, Gimel Milin. And Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes is Shaykh Tezo, which is Shaykh to the daytime Dafke. Night is Shaykh to Malchus. You look over there and look at the Levi Yitzchak, Gantz Abiyus. You see that it's applicable. There's an inyan that Sirtu Chalakum of Teira Shaykh today, and Sirtu Chalakum of Teira Shaykh tonight. I don't know what we put before, when we get to what it says also, Taka, that a person is not supposed to learn Mikra by night. So, a component what we see, Amir Mekala Omer, is that the sikkim of what the Sif is, that we find that there's a difference between Krishma and Talmud Teira. That Krishma is a mitzvah, that it's a separate mitzvah by Yem and separate mitzvah by Laila. In other words, we connect it to Yem, to the Inyan, to the Chiluk of Yem and Laila. Shekhet Talmud Teira is no separate Chiv by Yem and Laila. It's one Chiv Tmidi that he has to go side by Yem and side by Laila. And Lechura should have been Fakert. Lechura Talmud Teira is the Inyan which is connected to Avon Vasaga. Avon Vasaga changes by Yem and by Laila. It's certain chalakum of Teira Shaykh more to Bayim, and certain chalakum Shaykh more to Laila. Mashaykh to Krishma, Zinni of Kabbalah Seel, Kabbalah Seel, Lechura Shaykh Tmid, Bayim and Tmidi, that she knew him, so it should have been Pung Fakats. Like we said before, Be'ez Hashem will invite to the Sikha, the three Be'ura that the Rebbe gives, the learn in the next Shigir.